This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. German Chancellor Angela Merkel today cautioned that the coronavirus pandemic is far from over, as regional outbreaks are raising fears of a second wave of the disease in Europe. Germany has been fighting recent outbreaks, and this week put a western area of the country with a population of 500,000 people under lockdown. Germany has lost nearly 9,000 lives to the virus, with 194,000 cases. The newest infections were traced to a slaughterhouse. European Union nations are finalizing a list of countries whose residents will be allowed to travel to the bloc beginning as soon as next week. Currently missing from the list because of their COVID numbers, the United States, Brazil, and Russia. Greece is mandating COVID-19 tests for arrivals from a number of EU countries, including France, Italy, the Netherlands, and Spain. Self-isolation is required until virus test results come back negative. India has reported another 18,000 COVID infections, pushing its case count to nearly 509,000, with fatalities closing in on 16,000. The city of Guwahati, the capital of Assam state, will be locked down for 2 weeks beginning tomorrow, with nighttime curfews and weekend lockdowns for the rest of the state. India has recorded the fourth highest number of cases in the world, behind the U.S., Brazil, and Russia. Despite rising virus numbers, Egypt today is lifting or easing many of its pandemic restrictions. After 3 months of lockdown, cafes, clubs, gyms, and theaters are being allowed to reopen, all with capacity controls. The same for mosques and churches. Egypt's COVID numbers, close to 63,000 cases and 26 fatalities, the highest totals in the region. Meanwhile, the International Monetary Fund has approved an $8.2 billion loan for Cairo. That is on top of $2.8 billion IMF dollars already pledged. Australia is bracing for more imported virus cases. About 300 people were due to arrive this weekend from Mumbai, India, with others expected to follow from South America and Indonesia. There are estimates that 5 to 10% of the returnees are infected. This is VOA News. With the coronavirus pandemic finding new strength, two of America's largest and most populous states have reimposed some restrictions. This after the daily number of confirmed infections in the U.S. surged to an all-time high of 45,300 yesterday, up almost 5,000 from the day before. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has ordered all bars closed, while in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis put a stop to serving alcohol. They joined a growing number of states that are either retreating or pausing any further reopening of their economies because of worrisome virus outbreaks. Health experts say large numbers of cases are being seen among young people, who often show disregard for the use of recommended face coverings and social distancing. Abbott had pursued one of the most aggressive reopening schedules in the U.S. Now, other than shuttering bars, he has scaled back restaurant capacity and says outdoor gatherings of more than 100 people would need approval from local officials. In Florida, the agency that regulates bars acted after the daily number of new confirmed cases neared 9,000, almost doubling the record it set just 2 days earlier in the state. Florida's Miami-Dade County announced beaches will be closed over the 4th of July weekend. It cited the growing number of infections among young adults. Louisiana reported its second one-day spike of more than 1,300 cases this week. Governor John Bel Edwards has suspended further easing of restrictions. Governor Doug Ducey of Arizona has done the same thing. Cases there have been topping 3,000 a day. Tennessee has seen its biggest one-day jump in infections for the second time in a week, with more than 1,400 cases. California Governor Gavin Newsom is asking officials in Imperial Valley, near San Diego, to reinstitute a stay-at-home order. The state now trails only New York in case counts, with about 207,000 infections and nearly 6,000 deaths. The White House Coronavirus Task Force held its first briefing in nearly 2 months Friday, and Vice President Mike Pence gave assurances that the U.S. is in a much better place than it was 2 months ago, and that the United States had flattened the curve of the virus. In fact, it is difficult to reconcile his words with the dramatic infection spikes in so many states. Once again, Pence appeared without a face mask, failing to follow his own government's advice. He also suggested that the rise in cases could largely be explained by the increases in testing, reasoning repeatedly used by President Donald Trump. The bottom line, experts say, there is ample evidence the virus is making a comeback. The current numbers in the U.S. close to 2.5 million cases and 125,000 lives lost. Global figures, 9.8 million cases and close to 495,000 deaths. The numbers are compiled by Johns Hopkins University. More news online at voanews.com for your listening convenience. There is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.